A total of 30 villages in 6 Tambon of Payao's Pong district were whacked by floods yesterday. 2 other villages in the province's Chang Kam district were earlier reported struck by flood damage. Officials in the area say that the floods have already damaged some 2,500 rai of farmland. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-Cha is expressing concern over possible floodings around the country. Government spokesperson San Sern has quoted Prayut as expressing concern that many parts of the country could be hit by floods under the influence of tropical storm Babinka, which is expected to keep unleashing heavy rains on much of Thailand today. The Prime Minister is advising people to closely monitor weather forecasts and warnings from the Meteorological Department. We've got a link to the TMD website. You can go to thetiger.com or our Facebook page. 2 men and a woman were found dead with gunshot wounds at a staff residence inside Sakon Nakhon University in what police believe is a double murder and suicide related to a love triangle. Police found the body of a 49-year-old at the front door of his house. The man had been shot in his abdomen and on the left side of his back. A woman and a man were found dead lying side by side on the mattress in the bedroom of the house. The woman was a 30-year-old, the man a 61-year-old, a former driver at the university. Police have interrogated the university community and believe that the motive behind the killings was a love triangle. And yesterday, police and soldiers raided a warehouse in Patong and seized more than 200 counterfeit goods. Don't think they were trying very hard. A team of officers from the Economic Crime Suppression Division joined the raid at the warehouse in Ratutit Road. A 28-year-old was present and acting as the shop's caretaker. She was taken to the Patong police station where she's been charged with selling counterfeit goods. In efforts to temper the world's number one road toll, a specially formed Thai committee are poised to recommend a series of new measures to curb specifically motorcycle deaths by up to 50% per year. Some of the measures include raising fines for not having a license by as much as 1,000%, introducing more bike lanes, and targeting accident black spots. The death toll from motorbike accidents in 2017 was 8,900 people. The committee's been formed to investigate causes and remedies and is now ready to recommend measures to the government to slash this by half. The measures could be in place as early as this year's New Year celebrations. The Renong Provincial Administration has closed the main road linking its provincial heart and Chumpon following 2 major landslides along the adjoining road. The road remained unsafe yesterday as the mountain soil above the location of a recent repeated landslide is saturated with rainwater and could slide down, according to the governor. Officials sent out a drone yesterday to survey the mountain soil at the same spot and could see that it was saturated and vulnerable to more sliding. A Chinese national and 3 migrant workers have been arrested and 400 illegally felled logs worth 36 million baht have been seized during a raid on the warehouse in the Muang district yesterday. The wood was destined for China, where it could have been sold at prices 10 times higher than in Thailand. 3 workers from Myanmar were detained, along with a 37-year-old Chinese man who was said to have been the buyer. And the PM's advising people to closely monitor weather forecasts and warnings from the Thai Meteorological Department. Spokesperson San Sern says that Prayut is especially concerned about tourists visiting waterfalls and wants them to be aware of possible runoffs. The Prime Minister's instructed park officials to monitor and warn tourists of any dangers posed by mountain runoffs at waterfalls and of high waves at the seaside.